Happy Popular Outcast production.
I think we finally got this after about 10 tries.
Nice. So.
It's cool.
Yeah. We got squiggles. It's fun. Oh, Jesus, that was... this is going to be a short episode now.
So we called our tech guy.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into that, welcome to Girls on Girls episode 30. Yeah.
30. Yes, our favorite number.
30-something. Something.
I think it's seven.
Seven?
It might be eight.
I don't know. Something.
Seven or eight.
Yeah. So, yeah. Took us like half an hour. We were having some technical difficulties, but we have that all figured out. We got Bill on the FaceTime, and he helped us.
Yep. As he do.
Technology is wonderful. The fact that we can video chat... We're in the future, guys.
We are in the future.
I need more Kraken.
That was loud.
That was like you got the giant bottle of Kraken from the root Kraken. Cellar. Yeah. Yes.
There was a bigger bottle at the liquor store, but I was like, I'm not going to be able to conceal that in my purse.
Aw.
Yeah. It was also like $30. So I was like, nah, I'm going to be cheap.
Nah, who wants to just pay $30?
God, it's stuck on my finger.
All right, so, yeah, it's going to be a short episode because next episode we're also recording tonight and we're having somebody Skype in at a specific time, so.
Yep.
Got to keep this shortish.
Shortish.
Yeah. So what are we doing this week, ladies?
I think we are going to do an episode of firsts. We're going to talk about some of our firsts. First things.
Firsts is a weird word.
It is kind of a weird firsts. Word. Firsts.
That's a hard word to say.
So who wants to go first with the first?
Well, what kind of what's the first first?
I don't know. What is the first first? Where do we want to start?
When
with
was
this?
Your what was your first pet?
First pet.
Oh God. I was born with pets.
What was the first pet that you had that you call your pet? The first pet that was your responsibility.
Oh, my responsibility.
Mine was a guinea pig. I got it for like my 7th birthday. Mm-hmm. His name was Tinkerbell.
Nice. My parents' dog was Tinkerbell, the one that they had when I was born.
I groom a dog named Tinkerbell.
Yeah, my best friend growing up had a black cocker spaniel named Tinkerbell.
Worst freaking dog on the planet.
My parents' dog was nasty too. It was a rat terrier chihuahua mix.
Oh, that is terrible. Yeah. Anyway. What was your first?
I had my parents got my brother and I rabbits when we were like 6 and 8 for rabbits. Easter. My dad built a hutch for them outside. Mine was Buttercup. His was Clover.
Lame.
Yeah.
That's, all right.
Hey, I was like 6.
No, it's cool. I know, it's fine. My first pet was a hamster named Pippi.
Nice.
Pippi. Supposed to be Pippi Longstocking. Turned out Pippi was a boy.
Oh,
yeah. Pippi well, was a boy. Turned out Tinkerbell was a boy, too. Shit happens.
I didn't know. I know now that he didn't have a giant butt.
Yeah. Right. Well, at the time, my guinea pig was like a baby. It fit in the palm of my hand at like 7 years old.
Yeah.
Didn't have crazy balls yet.
Yep.
Hi, hi, hi. You know, I actually did make a list.
That's good.
Yeah,
coming lists, prepared is good.
Lists are good.
Lists of firsts.
I was trying to think of like the younger ones first. Mm. Like your first best friend.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, thinking fondly.
Who was your first best
betrayal?
Friend?
Ultimately, ends
how
in that.
Old were you? Like, who was it?
Oh, my first best friend was Cy Morrell. She was. I don't know when we became friends. I mean, I just remember. I would think that would be like my earliest memory. Would be like a friend that my mom kind of babysat her and her brother and. Vice versa. So we just hung out all summer because we lived relatively close to each other.
Yeah.
Her mom lived in our area and her dad lived in Texas at the time. And she was actually like, I always thought she was just very tan.
Yeah.
Why never, is that person I so
never,
tan?
I never put two and two together that she had a black dad. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I literally had no idea.
Mine was Charlotte. It was kind of the same situation. Like, my mom would babysit her sometimes, and her mom would babysit me sometimes. And then we ended up going to kindergarten together. I actually still talk to her.
Cool.
Yeah. I wasn't friends with her all throughout school, which is weird. Like, we were kind of friends in elementary school. And then middle school, we didn't talk. She was, like, super popular kid. And then high school, she was cheerleader and shit. So we definitely didn't talk. But we actually talk now. So,
we are two completely different people.
Yeah. But she's super cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was mine.
Aislinn?
My best friend, I met on the first day of kindergarten. She came and she sat down next to me and she stuck out her hand and she said, I'm Noelle.
Aww.
And ever since then, like, we've been best friends. I don't see her much right now because she, when we were in high school, she met a guy on ICQ, if anybody is old enough to remember that, who lived in Australia, and they talked for a couple years, and then they decided they were going to start dating when she was, like, 16, and now they've been married for, like 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. Does she listen to the show?
I doubt it. She's like a some kind of dental associate thing. I don't think she's like an actual dentist. She's more like a
assistant
hygienist.
Sort of like I'm not sure if she cleans teeth, but I know she I think she makes molds and she can put on braces.
Well, that's cool.
Huh. Yeah. I guess it's a little different in Australia.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
She also takes universal health care in Australia.
Yes. They also pay you to have children.
What?
Yeah, they pay you like $3,000 per child
you
that you have
pay
in
me
the country.
Enough to have children.
Still not worth it.
No. I know. But I mean, compared to the US where you don't even get paid maternity leave,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Depending on what job you have. Your employer will
pay
maternity
true.
Leave.
Yeah, that's true. It is up to
like
the employer.
Thing.
Yeah, no.
It's not mandated, really. I mean, actually, no, it is. If you
have to keep your job open for 6 weeks if you vaginal birth, 8 weeks if you C-section.
Yep, that is legal.
Yes. Your job has to be there for you when you come back from maternity leave. But they don't pay you. They don't have to pay you, which is bullshit.
What about your first celebrity crush? I don't even want to admit mine, but I will.
Okay. I can show you mine.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy.
Well, who?
This is Orlando Bloom.
Oh,
and
God.
And this is my diary where I have him. A picture on, like,
are those
every...
are those all Orlando
they're
Bloom?
They're black and white,
are they, like,
printed from a school.
Okay, I was going to ask if they were, like, Xerox or if they were, like, laser printed.
No, they're laser printed from Google.
Nice.
In black and white because our school didn't have color printers.
I don't think we did either.
That's all Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
That was your first crush?
My first celebrity one, yeah.
Man, that... I'm really old.
Yeah, me too.
Mine... No, you gotta tell me yours first now.
I was like 4 and my favorite movie... I'm gonna preface this. My favorite movie was Ghostbusters.
Oh boy.
Dan Aykroyd.
Nice.
Aww. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Adorable.
Mine was, I don't know how old I was.
Shit.
It was definitely elementary school at some point. Richard Dean Anderson. And in case you don't know who that is.
I know the name.
Better known as MacGyver.
Yes. I used to love watching that with my parents.
I can see that.
Dude, that mullet. I can see that. So hot.
Yeah. He was an attractive man.
Heck yeah. He was the first portrait I ever tried to draw, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It didn't turn out well.
Do you still have it?
No. Okay. Oh my God. No.
I don't know. Maybe you have like a shrine in the back of your closet or something.
Oh God, no. The last time I saw him was on some for, I don't know what show he was on. I think he's on Stargate or something.
Oh, yeah.
He had all gray hair and shit. I was like,
last time I saw him was on, he did a guest spot on SNL, the short MacGruber.
Oh, really?
He played MacGruber's dad. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. MacGyver. So sexy.
Holy shit.
I had a thing for mullets back then, you know. That was
that was the thing though. Yeah, like I remember having crushes on boys in school who had like their hair was spiky on top.
Yep. A little bit long in the back. Mm-hmm. Yep. Fifth grade, the two boys that my best friend in fifth grade and I had crushes on, they both had spiky hair.
See, we had spiky hair also, but they didn't have the long hair in the back.
Yeah.
Not long, just a little.
It was like to the shoulders.
Yeah, no, when I was younger, it was all short, and it was actually shorter on the sides, and then long on the top, and they would spike it just in
the front. Oh, just the front? The little
Just the little thing. Front.
Yeah.
But before then, it was literally like a porcupine.
Yeah.
And like, moms would like blonde the tips of all of
them. Oh, yeah, the tip. Yes. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. God.
Late 90s hair trends.
Yeah, that was definitely when I was older.
I remember my mom used to spike up my brother's hair. He looked like a redheaded porcupine. He even had like freckles and everything.
I think you may have passed the hair drapes from the mid-90s. You remember those? They were almost like bowl cuts, but they were longer. Like boys would have hair like down to their cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hanson. I remember that.
Yeah, very Hanson-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember.
I definitely remember that.
If anybody remembers Singled Out, Chris Hardwick back in the early 90s, Eric, the older brother on Boy Meets World.
Oh, I loved him.
Had the hair drapes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I loved him.
See, I was too young for anybody my age to have the hair drapes, but I had crushes on guys who were older
boys
who had the hair drapes.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a... I had a thing for long hair for ever till I met AJ.
Yeah. Who's got no hair?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's fine. It works well for him.
What was the first CD or like music tape? I want to say cassette because for me it was a cassette.
Cassette and CD.
Mine was a CD.
The first musical thing you ever got was a CD? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're definitely young enough. For
Ace
that.
Of Base. Yeah. The Sign.
Did you get it in a cassette?
I had both because like I played out the cassette, so I saved up my birthday money and got the CD when CDs were like $20.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, I'm sure they still are at like FYE.
They are if you buy them like new.
Yeah,
you cassettes? They still sell them?
No, CDs.
Oh,
CDs.
Oh.
They don't sell cassettes.
No, I remember when cassettes were like $20 too.
Oh yeah. Well, man, when I was young, that's all they had. The first one I ever got was Wham.
Yes.
Most of our listeners probably don't even know Wham.
Was it because of the song Wake Me Up?
It might have been. It definitely had that song on the tape.
Did it have Last Christmas?
I don't think so. Aww. I think it was before that.
Aww.
It was the cassette had like the album cover was a rainbow. And I think that's why I got it. But I really liked it.
Because you really liked Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank wasn't even around when I was a kid.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, hell no. No. Trapper Keepers were they were when I was middle school.
Oh, man.
Maybe elementary.
I had a Trapper Keeper.
I definitely had Trapper
Keepers. I didn't have a name brand one. But
I did not have a name brand one. But
I think I just had binders mostly. None of the ones with like the Velcro shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lisa Frank definitely was... way after
oh dude
time.
You missed out.
Yeah.
Mine was Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You're a middle-aged woman.
That's weird though, because you were young.
Yeah, but Bryan Adams. I was probably like 10 when I first got it.
Oh, wait a minute, you would have been born in the 80s.
No, I was born in 1990.
Oh my Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, your Jesus. I was born in the 80s.
It was a CD that my dad liked, so he...
I love that album, by the way. It's very good. You have good taste.
I think I still have it.
Did you guys ever have any deaths in the family? first at death. That point? Your first death in the family? Do you remember that?
That I can remember, it was my grandfather's sister. I think I was like 8, maybe. I have some of her furniture in my house now.
That's cool.
Because my grandfather inherited it, and then he moved into a place where he couldn't have all of his furniture. So I was like, well, this is like heirloom shit. I'm taking this.
Heck yeah.
Mine was my great-grandfather. I was very young.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how he died.
Yeah, people in my family definitely died before that, but like, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's the first one you remember. Yeah. He's the first one I remember, and I remember it very vaguely. Very vaguely.
I had my paternal grandfather died before I was born.
Mm.
But my step grandfather died when I was 6. And he was the only grandfather I knew on that side. And then, I really don't remember it, but that's literally been the only one. Like, I still have my other 3 grandparents. And pretty much everybody.
Shit.
I'm going to be a mess when my grandparents start.
Yeah, all my grandparents are still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love my grandparents.
Yeah, my most recent family death was my grandmother 7 years ago. I was working at the theater. My mom left me a voicemail. And I was like, why is mom calling me? She knows I'm at work. So I checked it and I was like, I need to go home right now.
Oh.
My grandmother just died. And they're like, oh, God, yeah, get out. Go, yeah. Leave.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play instruments? Did you have your first instrument you ever played?
Attempted.
I played the clarinet for 5th grade through senior year.
Nice.
So, and then bass clarinet, like, freshman through senior year.
You have hidden talents, Ashley.
No, I wasn't good at it. I said I played it.
You played it for, 7 years?
You played in marching band with other clarinets. Nobody knew.
Nobody, and that's the exact point. Nobody knew I sucked at it. I just had fun with it.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
I just played really quietly. I was not good, no. And kind of read music.
I can't. I played the violin when I was in like 4th grade.
Nice.
That didn't last very long. I don't think I played very well. I only ever attempted. I attempted the drums for a little bit in middle
too.
School. But, and then I think I played guitar for a minute.
Yeah. I tried. First thing was piano. And then a few years later it was guitar. And then a couple years later, it was drums. And then many years later, it was the double bass, the upright bass, the string bass, whatever you want to call it.
Good Lord.
And now it's nothing.
Yeah.
There is an acoustic guitar and an accordion in my house that I could pick up and try to play if I wanted.
Ooh, an accordion.
I think Jeff has a jaw harp somewhere.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, man. Those things are cool.
They're hard as shit to play, though.
I bet.
Did you play any instruments?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I just said violin.
Yeah.
Oh, shh.
Jeez, Ashley.
God, who's like the one that's drunk?
I can hear a humming noise somewhere, and it's kind of...
Yeah, there's the background, just the feedback. I think it might... I don't want to blame the fish, but I'm going to blame the fish.
It probably is the fish tank.
It might be.
I don't know what it
anyway.
Is.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, that's a good one. What is the first regrettable hairstyle you ever had? Because I definitely know mine.
Ages birth through about 15, because my mom was the primary source of cutting my hair.
Really? You had no say in the matter until you're 15?
I did. No, I did. I finally asked her. I think I was in like 5th grade when I started growing out my bangs. And then not long after that, I decided to cut my hair up to shoulder length because, like, growing up, I had to have bangs and long hair.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's just the way it was. Like, it wasn't like crazy long, got like scraggly at the end, never allowed to cut it ever. Like, she kept it trimmed, but it was still like down, like, past my shoulder blades. Yeah. It was awful. I hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's how mine was until I was in 4th grade. It was just long and straight. And it had bangs. It was just parted in the middle, long and pinned straight.
Ugh.
Long. And then in fourth grade, I got it all cut off and permed.
Oh, I'm so glad my mom never agreed to a perm.
Well, my mom was so into perms and shit, like, and her best friend was a hairstylist.
Like six perms.
Gross.
Yeah, it was awful. But then I remember I let it grow out, and then because I wanted a spiral perm, because that, you know, it was late 80s, early 90s, so I had to have the spiral perm and the big bangs.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that was
use
terrible.
Your Dep hair gel and make them go like straight up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they were.
Mine would have to be the perms.
Yeah,
they were my idea.
Hmm. Yeah, I think mine was too.
Nope. But my mom was a hairstylist, so pretty much liked every haircut that we've ever done.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, seriously,
lucky.
Yeah, she let me dye my hair pretty early. I, like, bleached it in the front. I would always bleach my bangs in the front.
So. My brother and I both, like, I remember my brother, every time he would get his hair cut, the hairdresser would spray paint his hair all different colors.
Heh.
Like,
nice. Because
that was all they had pretty much back then. Like, they didn't have, like, bright colored hair dyes that I knew of. And I was always so jealous because I couldn't get that whenever I got a perm. So I remember in fifth grade, I ended up cutting my hair really short. Like a boy cut, so just so I could get my hair spray painted after I got a haircut. That's pretty funny. So I was a liked colored hair from pretty early age.
Yeah, I've pretty much had like almost every haircut.
Yeah.
Just running out of options at this point, so I'm just kind of letting it grow.
Yeah. Same here. I'm just like, nah, I'm over it.
I know, right? I'm like this.
I need something that I don't have to wash and style every day. Because with short hair, you have to style every day.
I hate that.
I look really bad with short hair, so I can't do that. What was, let me see here. What was the first time you ever flew in an airplane?
I've never.
Never.
Jeez.
My mom claims we were in a small plane when I was, like, a baby over the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon just doing, like, an aerial tour, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Her memory tends to be flawed.
I have very vague memories of being in a small airplane with my dad when I was really young, but I just remember flying over our house. Like, I really don't remember any of the sensations, but the next time I was on a plane was, I think, sixth grade. We went to Disney World.
I have one for your first major surgery.
Well, I was gonna get there, Ashley, but we're done with the airplane anyway, so yeah, first major
nosy
surgery. Major
How's
surgery
looking? I
that,
that's a cool
that should
story
be the next one anyway, so go ahead.
My first and only surgery was when I fell on a coat hook in the fourth grade.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where did it hit you?
In my eye.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you still have two eyes.
I still have two eyes. It was like, the end of it was probably like a little bit bigger than a nickel. It was one of those ones where you hang your backpack on, the big blue plastic ones.
Okay. Yeah.
I fell on it and it went in my left eye all the way down under my cheek.
Huh.
And it actually cut half of my eyelid off.
Oh my God.
And yeah, they had to call my mom and she had to take me to the emergency room.
How do you not have a crazy scar from that? Your eyelid.
I don't have a crazy scar on my eyelid because I took care of it very carefully.
When you were in fourth grade?
Mm-hmm. It's neat. They sewed it back on and they had to sew stitches on the inside of my eye. And they told me if it was a millimeter to the left, I would have been blind in this eye, in the left eye. And if it would have been a centimeter to the right, I would have been blind in both. So it hit like right...
Oof.
And now I only have to wear glasses.
Oof.
But as far as my eyelid goes, because it went like under the skin underneath, so it was all internal pretty much. But my eyelid, they just told me to put Neosporin on it and stuff. And I had to be very careful. Anytime I went outside, I had to put sunblock on it so it wouldn't scar.
Wow.
So I don't have any scar from it.
We're so lucky.
Yeah. But, yeah. My mom called my dad and was like, I have to take Ashley to the hospital. She had an accident at school and hung up.
Oh.
Because she was freaking out.
Oh, God.
So then, like, my dad's like, what? but I, oh God. So like his boss was like, what just happened? He's like, I don't know. My daughter's in the hospital. And he just goes, go. He went to two different hospitals.
Oh God.
And still showed up at the right hospital right behind us.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he was speeding.
Maybe.
That's funny.
But yeah. So.
God.
That's a pretty, it's a pretty known accident that happened at my school.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
And I've never had any broken bones or anything else.
So. I haven't either.
I think that something that traumatic happens when you're so young that
you try to be careful from then on.
I don't know. I think I hit karma points right early in life and it's like you're good.
Wow.
I don't know.
Mine's eye related too. My first surgery, when I was six. Well, I was born with, it's called nystagmus. It makes my eyes move rapidly back and forth. But for some reason, I think my eyes were turned to one direction. So I would actually like turn my head to the side to get my eyes to like focus straight. So I had surgery when I was six to have, they like pulled my eyes out and cut the muscles on the sides and shifted my eyes and then reattached the muscles so my eyes were more centered.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. I actually have scars. Like you can see on the sides of my eyes, like a line where it's like gray on the sides of my eyeballs. Yeah. But now my eyes constantly move back and forth and people,
I have noticed,
tease me relentlessly about that.
I never wanted to tease you about it, but I have noticed.
That's because you're just an adult.
It's just something I noticed about you.
Yeah, and it's funny because like even like maybe about 2 years ago, I was talking about it with my mom, and my mom actually thought that my whole life I see things shake constantly. And I'm like,
she just never asked you?
Yeah, like I guess. And when I just assumed like she knows that your brain's gonna correct anything like weird. Like, isn't it true that like if you hang upside down for long enough and like that's all you see, everything upside down, eventually your brain is gonna retrain itself and you'll see everything right side up again?
I would believe it.
I have no idea, but it sounds
our correct. Brain lies to us constantly.
Yeah,
it does. So, I mean, your brain plays a lot of tricks on you and things like that.
So yeah, I don't see anything like. Once in a while, if I get tired, like really, really, really tired, they start to move like slower and more. And once in a while, like some things will shake, but that doesn't really happen that often. But yeah, that's what it is. It's called nystagmus. That actually, a lot of people have that. When AJ's MS symptoms started showing initially, he had it. Like if he would turn his eyes hard in either direction, they would shake, and that was weird. Actually, like the first thing that gave away it was weird. A symptom. Yeah. So yeah, that was my first surgery.
Shit, I've never had like surgery. Like I've broken bones, I've gotten stitches, but I mean, I've never been cut open.
Yeah,
I still have all my vestigial organs. Yeah. I got my appendix, my tonsils, my wisdom teeth.
Oh shit, you still have your wisdom teeth too? They never came in.
Oh no, they're there.
Oh, they came in and they didn't affect anything.
At least one of them should probably be taken out.
Oh,
but
shit. Yeah,
mine never came in.
Wow,
I have them, and they may come in.
Wow,
I still have six baby teeth.
As long as they're not
wow.
Ew.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
the roots are just so strong, and the adult teeth are just so much higher up that they might give me issues when they're like 40, when I'm like 40. But as far as
crazy,
like
man.
If you look at my eye teeth, this one's a baby tooth.
Oh, my weird!
And this one's adult.
That's so adorable.
Weird. Yeah. That's the only obvious one. I can point out the other ones, but they're not obvious.
Bodies are weird.
Yeah. Dude, if you go your whole life like that, your skull is gonna look so cool.
Probably, yeah.
Seriously,
I'll have like weird teeth. I should have my skull like put into like.
Dude, seriously, I was just gonna say donate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell someone in your family to give it to somebody with those flesh-eating beetles and have them clean it off.
Yeah.
Donate to the Motor Museum.
What do you guys want to have done when you guys die?
I don't know.
That's not really a first, but it's a kind of an interesting question.
While we're on the topic.
I don't know. I think just either buried or cremated. I really don't care. I'm going to be dead.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Turned into something else anyway.
I've been thinking, I know, like, the list is forever long, and there's a good chance it won't happen, but I've thought about donating to the Body Farm. You guys heard of that? It's run by, like, forensic schools. It's just, like, this huge area, like, mostly outdoors, and I think there's, like, some buildings on it and stuff, where they just leave bodies in various places and, like, in various conditions that you might, like, find, like, a body. Like, shallow graves or just, like, under a pile of leaves or just out in the open in the sun, and they forensic students go through and, like,
study it.
Yeah, and they take samples and stuff.
Okay, I think I actually have heard of that before.
Yeah, I've thought about that, but it's so hard to get into.
Yeah.
That is... Why is that so hard to get into?
Because a lot of people want to do it, but they can only have so many bodies at a time.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. I actually just remembered, like, they have that whole tree thing.
That's actually what I want to do.
That's kind of what I want to do, too.
I want to get cremated and... Yeah, they basically, for people who haven't heard of it, you get cremated and they put, like, seeds in this little biodegradable
container.
It's like a little paper cup thing.
It's a little paper urn, basically. Yeah. And you can plant the person and they grow into a tree.
Yeah. I think they might actually stick, like, a sapling in it, not seeds, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to be reincarnated into a tree, though. I don't think a tree's where I want my life force to go.
I do.
I want to be a tree.
I want to be useful.
I want to be a person again.
Take all my organs that I don't need, donate them, and cremate the rest.
I'm an organ donor.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely an organ donor.
Take what you can need, what you can
need.
Take whatever you can use and then just burn the rest.
And I hate when people are like, why are you an organ donor? They're going to pull the plug on you right away.
Bullshit.
It's such bullshit. Shut up.
They're not allowed to do that. And there's never a single person like with, whatever. We're not getting into that right now. It's just bullshit.
It's just ridiculous.
Urban legend.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
What you got, Lauren?
I can't find, okay.
Lauren!
Your first concert you ever went to.
Okay. Huh. Dead air.
And I don't mean like dorky like church concerts and crap. I mean like your first like band you ever saw.
Mine was kind of both.
Okay.
Now I know.
A Christian artist named Carmen, he played at the Bloomsburg Fair.
Okay.
So I went like with the church to see a Christian artist, but it was like a show.
Right. That's well, it was at the Bloomsburg.
It's the first one I remember.
What's the first like band that you went to see that you wanted to go see?
I used to go to a lot of local shows, so I mean, that's...
You never went to like a big... You saw any big bands play? When you were younger?
Never like arena rock or anything. Really? No. Damn. I wasn't into that then.
Yeah.
Neither were my parents.
So.
I think mine was high school. I went to Bucknell to see the Violent Femmes and King Missile.
Oh my god, you saw King Missile live. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, they opened for the Violent Femmes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mildly jealous.
Yeah, it was cool. I was so happy. But then after that, like, oh my god, I saw freaking shit.
I mean,
I saw Mr. Bungle.
Nice.
I went to shows and stuff when I was in middle school, early high school with my best friend at the time. Went to like punk shows and stuff.
Like local stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think PHK was one of them. I might be wrong. I have no idea. But the first one that I actually really wanted to go see was Rise Against at Bamboozle.
They're pretty
New
cool.
Jersey.
Hmm. I've been to Warped Tour.
Yeah, I went to Warped Tour, I think, first or second year.
Fuck that, I'm never going again. It's fucking hot and miserable. There's so many people.
Was it in Philly?
It Camden, New Jersey.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically.
I went, it was, I think, 90... I don't remember. The headliners were NOFX and Rancid.
The headliners were always NOFX and Rancid.
Really? Well, I don't know. I don't know what they are now. Okay, it was
awful.
I saw the Deftones. I saw Bad Religion, NOFX, and Rancid. Those were the only four. Oh, I saw Aquabats.
Oh man, I'm jealous. Aquabats.
I think those were the only bands I remember. I mean, there was probably other bands in there too, but it was so fucking hot. It was in the middle of a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't drink anything all day because I didn't want to have to piss all day.
Yeah.
So I think I had one beer and then...
Oh, you were old enough to drink.
Yeah, I was just 21 and...
I was 15.
Oh, yeah, I was older. But I was with a guy that was a couple years younger than me. But I remember watching Rancid, and I wanted to get up front as close as I possibly could. And I was like three rows from the front, and the people were just shoving in, and then you're like moving around.
It's awful. Ugh.
And I remember like the first song, I was like trying to sing along and shit, and I'm like jumping up and down, and I was crazy. And then like the second song, like I felt my breath catch, and then I was in the middle of.
Yeah, you can't get fucking out unless you can wiggle your way to the front and get security to get you out.
No, I was nowhere near.
You're fucked.
Close enough. So I started like dry heaving, like, and I was ready to pass out. And I like turned to my friend that I was with, and I was like, "You have to get me out of here." And he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "You gotta get me the fuck out of here right now." And he like grabs me and like pulls my head into his chest, and then was trying to push out, and he was like punching people in the face, like to get. Me out of there. And as soon as I got out, like I fall over and like start like puking, but I wasn't puking anything because I didn't have anything in my stomach, and like people are rushing over, give me water and shit.
It was cool. But, when I went, one of the headlining bands was Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and a few songs into their set, yeah, it was fun.
I loved the Boss Tones so much.
Yeah, anyway, like a couple songs into their set, Dickie Barrett was like, "All right, I want everybody to stop whatever you're doing and take like three steps backward because the people in the front like five rows can't fucking breathe."
Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Horrible.
But, I was at actually at Bamboozle with my ex. One of the good sweet stories about him. We were watching the Ataris.
Oh, nice.
I
saw them in like a dive bar once.
Yeah.
It was great before they got really big.
Yeah.
And the singer looked at me and smiled in the crowd. And I was like, no. He's cute.
Yeah. And there were crowd surfers, and like one of them came up behind me and I didn't see him, and he hit me in the back of the head, and I was like, oh, it fucking hurt. And then I went to turn to my left, and another one whacked me really hard, and I just blacked out.
Oh, shit.
And I went down. Like, he knocked me out, and my ex was like, he looked at me and he's like, "Fuck!" And he like grabbed a hold of me, which he was like tiny little dude, and he like grabbed a hold of me and just started dragging me out to the back and started punching people in the face. Like, you gotta get the. He's like screaming at people.
Isn't it nice like, when guys could do that for you when you're
like, because he has no fucking clue what's going on, and like I'm not even responsive. And we finally got to like the EMT tent, and yeah.
So
yeah, they basically gave me some Aleve and was like, "Oh, here you go. Are you feeling better?
Drink
me
some water."
Yep. And then Rise Against was having like a signing like a couple minutes later, and I was like, "Oh my god, we gotta go!"
Yeah.
Like, I fucking gotta go to that, and I accidentally skipped in line, not even realizing it. It was a really fucking long line, and I accidentally skipped. And the security guard was like, "Have you been here the whole time?" And I looked back, and I was like, "Yes." "Yes, sir. I have been here this entire time." And he goes, "All right, go ahead." And I got him to sign my t-shirt. And,
nice. Yep. So what's next, Lauren?
Shit, I was just thinking of something when you said something, but
I'm sorry.
This is terrible. First paying job.
Babysitting. I babysat... three little kids. One was an infant. One was two, and the other one was six.
Worst.
And it was awful. It was actually, I made enough money in that one summer to pay for my first car.
Holy shit!
Which was like $450.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah, that's still good
in a summer for somebody who's like 15, 16, or I was 15 at the time. Yeah, so the infant was colicky, so I had to, like, deal with that the entire time, and all he pooped was green.
Ugh, yeah.
And the two-year-old she was obsessed with running out of the house and running towards the creek. So I would have the infant in this hand and, like, be running after the two-year-old because she's going to drown to death. And then the six-year-old would just scream in the corner the entire time because she was afraid of me.
Oh, Oh my god.
Awesome.
Maybe that's why you don't want kids.
And I would only watch them for like 2 hours at a time because the mom would just be like, her husband was a truck driver. Oh. So like she was with him, like she was with the kids all the mm-hmm. time. And she was just like, you need to come down here. I need 2 hours to myself to take a bubble bath, or I need 2 hours to go to the grocery store, or yeah. I need like, yeah. you know, so she would just pay me like $40 at a time. Like, she's like, I know that they're awful. I know they're awful. You need to get on birth control if you ever want to be in a relationship. I wasn't even sexually active at the time. And I'm just like, okay, I don't want kids. Yeah. So I bought my first car when I was like 15 and a half.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, that was going to be my next one anyway. What was your first car? But
we'll do that next.
Yeah. My first paying job was Country Cupboard. I started out as a busser and then was a server.
Ugh.
But Country Cupboard is, for anybody that doesn't know, is this gigantic like complex of gift shops and a restaurant that's in our area. And
down home country cooking.
Yeah.
Not really. It's Pennsylvania Dutch cooking normally.
The servers and bus people wear white nurses dresses. Like this is a uniform. White nurses dress, nude or suntan colored tights, white nurses, all white sneakers.
Where do you even get tights anymore?
Well, stockings, not tights, like, you know.
Oh.
Pantyhose, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
And then they give you your apron, which is like,
did
ruffly,
you have like the little bonnety
and
thing
a white
too?
Bonnet. Yep. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. A bonnet.
Do you
had to have your hair pulled
pictures
back.
Pictures of this?
No, hell no.
Just go to Country Cupboard.
Crazy.
I don't think I've ever.
You've never been to Country Cupboard?
I think I have, but I guess I just never noticed the people who were.
Yeah, go sometime.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh. How did I not notice?
It's only like in the dining room. It's not.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, so that was my first job. Sucked.
Bucknell University Dining Service. College kids are fucking awful at buffets.
How old were you?
15.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. Is that what you did? You took care of like the buffet?
Sometimes, but mostly they stuck me in the dish room because I'm quiet and apparently not fucking cheery enough to work buffet.
I've been told that a lot for a lot of my jobs, that I wasn't cheery enough.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to smile if I fucking hate everybody? How does that work? That didn't work out very good. I've gotten better.
You guys are so silly. I love you guys.
So, first car?
Yeah, first car.
This will have to be the last one.
That'll be fast.
Man, we didn't even get to the good ones.
We can do those next time.
We can do it again.
All right.
Yeah.
We can totally do it again.
Okay. We'll do a sex episode.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Ow, intro, ow.
First car.
My first car was a Pontiac Sunbird.
Oh, yeah?
No, not Sunfire. Sunbird.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
It was red. And it was basically a pretty decent speaker on a nice set of tires. The rest of it was pretty crap. And my dad would fix it up and stuff. My dad actually drove it more than I did because the head gasket blew before I, like 6 months after I got it, like the head gasket blew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was a 70-something Dodge Dart Swinger.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a 1990. I didn't even say the year.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know the year of mine. But my dad bought it for me when I was 16, but I didn't get my driver's license until I was 18.
Uh-oh.
So my brother took the car when he moved to Arizona and lost it somewhere.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me. I think him and his wife at that point had lost at least 2 cars. They're weird.
Do they just forget where they parked? Well, and they're like, fuck it, time to get a new car.
I think her car, the car of hers that they lost, like, I think it died somewhere on a street and they just left it there.
Oh.
And then my car.
Not losing a car.
Well, they didn't know what happened to it. I'm sure it got towed somewhere and then.
Probably.
You know,
oh my God.
You'd think they'd run the plates and, like, send you a letter and be like,
I don't
know. We got your car.
Don't ask me. This was all in Arizona, right. And they were 18 and 19 years old.
That's fine.
My car
sold.
The first car I actually drove, though, my dad bought me a Mitsubishi Cordia. and it was like 88 or something, and oh my god, I wrecked it. I don't even know how many times. It was too fast for me for my first car. But I actually looked on the internet to try to find a picture of one, and I can't find a picture of it. Like, oh, that's how like rare this crappy car was.
Huh.
Yeah, looked like a cockroach.
Heh, nice. Mine was like a 92 two-door Plymouth Sundance that was like nice. Crayon blue with a tan interior. And I ran that thing into a fucking tree. Oh. Almost into the river. The tree saved me from the river.
Oh my god.
Well, you're lucky. Airbags suck.
Yeah, they really do.
Oh, mine didn't have any.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Never wrecked it.
Well, that's good.
So that's good.
Lucky for you.
Yeah. So, I think I've had airbags deploy at least two or three times.
I've never done it.
That well, dust deer is hitting. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible.
So, this has been fun.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Tune in probably 2 weeks when we'll get down to the fun stuff.
Fun firsts.
Yeah, the good ones.
But now we're going to go and Skype with a very lovely lady that you will meet next week. So, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.